The Commission on Aviation Security, set up by President Clinton after the crash of TWA Flight 800, today released its recommendations. The commission, headed by Vice President Al Gore, says the government should buy a range of high-tech explosive detection systems for airports, including some not currently certified for use in this country. The recommendations also include training additional bomb-sniffing dogs and creating an automated passenger profiling system. NPR's Chitra Raghavan has this report.
At present, there are no high-tech explosives detection systems at U.S. airports. The central recommendation of the Gore Commission is the purchase in significant numbers of at least 7 different high-tech explosive detection systems, of which only one, the CTX scanner, is certified by the Federal Aviation Administration. The other systems cannot identify all the different types of explosives, something the FAA requires. But despite that, they're widely used in Europe, where the standards for explosive detection systems are lower. Vice President Gore said today the commission is recommending actions that are, quote, tough, doable, and can be put in place quickly to respond to changes in the nature of terrorist threats.
Government must adapt to these changes. Terrorism used to be seen as something that happened somewhere else. But in recent years, that too has changed.
Gore said government and industry must work together this time without the kind of battling that has taken place in the past over who should pay for improved security. But at the commission's first public meeting today, aviation industry groups present bluntly said security is a national issue and not the industry's responsibility. Richard Marquis of the Association of Airport Executives said the industry will support real measures, but not, as he put it, window dressing.
Air travelers may be the victims, but the real target of terrorists is the United States government. We believe that the federal government should provide the resources to fund the immediate startup capital and operational costs associated with any new security measures. Air travelers, airports, and the aviation system should not be expected to shoulder the burden alone.
In fact, the commission will submit a $350 million supplemental budget appropriations request to Congress to pay for these machines. It's a difficult proposition, given that Congress has less than a month to go before its recess. The commission has also recommended the training of 115 additional bomb-sniffing dogs for use at airports, and it recommends setting up an automated profiling system to check passenger information and cross-check traveler lists with law enforcement data. Gore said profiling would allow most passengers to avoid undergoing screening by the most sophisticated devices, which are also very slow. David Fuskas is a spokesman for the Air Transport Association, the industry group for the airlines. It's been pushing for profiling.
Profiling is a very effective tool that's used all over the world. We use it very effectively, the Israelis. It's really the cornerstone of their security system in Israel. And whatever plan comes up with, profiling is going to be a key component of any plan. It's something that's proven it works.
But at the meeting today, the ACLU's Gregory Nojime said profiling would violate passenger civil liberties and is an ineffective tool.
Reduced to its essentials, a profile is a stereotype. It is a proxy for real evidence, but a profile is not a legitimate substitute for real evidence. Profiles are overbroad and under-inclusive. They permit treatment of passengers as potential criminals in the absence of facts specific to them that suggest that they are likely to engage in criminal activity.
The White House Commission is recommending that a consortium be established to implement all these recommendations. It would include aviation industry groups, law enforcement officials, and equipment manufacturers. The consortium would also do vulnerability assessments for airports and develop performance standards for companies that do security screening. One other recommendation, to assign 500 additional FBI agents to counterterrorism, was approved and put into place Tuesday. I'm Chitra Raghavan in Washington.